I Don't Remember a Time, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Chapter 1. Sometimes the meds make him feel so bad that Jiang Yang wishes he'd chosen to just let the illness run its inevitable course after all. That he wouldn't have let himself be convinced to take the chance, no matter how small it is. Maybe there would have been more dignity in that. At least he would have had the strength to continue with their investigation, for a time, anyway. Now he's just trapped at home or the hospital, weak enough to be useless. His friends, his family, begged him to come to stay with them, but Jiang Yang insisted that he would manage on his own. He already has to accept the fact that he can't support himself without the help of his friends. He's not going to burden them with this as well. He doesn't want anyone to see him like this. They keep coming by to offer help anyway, and Jiang Yang keeps telling them that he's doing just fine on his own. Jiang Yang leans his head back against the cupboard door. He feels nauseous, but he knows he hasn't eaten anything today, and there's hardly anything for him to throw up. Of course, some days that doesn't make much of a difference, as he keeps heaving over the toilet bowl anyway. It's not that bad today. Not yet, at least. You should at least try to drink something. A faint voice floats into his ears. Jiang Yang closes his eyes and sighs. He's not wrong, even if he might not be real. Jiang Yang really should try to drink something. That's why he's in the kitchen anyway. He just needed to sit down for a while, right there on the floor. I didn't think I had a fever, Jiang Yang says out loud. Usually, he's only delirious enough to see things, or hear things, he supposes, when he's running a fever. As fever dreams go, at least a rather friendly ghost isn't really all that bad. There's a faint impression of a touch against his forehead. You don't. You're just very weak, I think, Gong Chi Jing says. Oh, Jiang Yang says, and opens his eyes and isn't altogether surprised to see Gong Chi Jing crouched down next to him. He smiles at Jiang Yang and really, he should tell him not to do that, because Jiang Yang is faint as it is, and he's not quite sure his heart can take it. Maybe you could get me a glass of water, Jinga, he asks hopefully. Gong Zi Jing purses his lips and looks thoughtful for a moment. I'll try. You know I'm better at touching you than anything else, he says as he stands up. Jiang Yang closes his eyes and smiles and waits. After some time, and some indeterminate noises, Gong Zi Jing says, The glass is on the floor next to you. I'm sorry about that. I was worried I'd drop it otherwise. He sounds a bit embarrassed, Jiang Yang thinks. Jiang Yang opens his eyes and sees the glass next to him and reaches for it. His hands are shaking and he sort of needs both of them to manage to get the glass to his lips. He takes a few small sips and then lowers the glass, holding it in his lap with both hands. Thanks, he whispers. Gong Zi Jing sighs softly and then moves to sit next to Jiang Yang, leaning against the kitchen cupboard. His shoulder brushes against Jiang Yang and Jiang Yang leans in against him slightly. I wish you'd let someone else help you. I'm really not enough, Gong Zi Jing says sadly. Jiang Yang lifts the glass to his mouth to take another small sip, before lowering it again. He thinks the nausea might actually be easing a little. Maybe if he just rests here for a bit first, he might actually be able to manage to eat something. He moves one hand away from the glass of water and pats Gong Zi Jing's leg a bit shakily. You're more than I could wish for, Jiang Yang assures him. Gong Zi Jing makes a soft noise, and then covers Jiang Yang's hand with his own. Chapter 2. Xianyang isn't sure if he should be worried about the fact that he can see Gongzi Jing all the time now. They keep telling Xianyang that he's getting better, but the fact that his former fever-induced hallucination refuses to go away should maybe cast some doubt on that. For some reason, he hasn't quite gotten around to telling the doctors about it. "I don't really want you to go away," he tells Gongzi Jing. It gets him a very sweet smile and a soft kiss on the cheek. "I really don't want to go away either," Gongzi Jing answers him, and it's Xiangyang's turn to smile helplessly. He probably should tell someone, but somehow he never really gets around to it. When Zhu Wei visits, Gongzi Jing crouches down next to Xiangyang's chair. Xiangyang looks from Zhu Wei to Gongzi Jing, and definitely doesn't ask Zhu Wei if he can see anyone there. It's very clear that he can't. "Is something wrong?" Zhu Wei asks, with a worried little frown. Xiangyang smiles weakly and tells him that everything is fine and tries to pretend that there isn't a breathtakingly beautiful man crouched down next to him. Gongzi Jing sighs very softly and pats Xiangyang's hand. "Ghost, not hallucination, I promise," he says. He's told Xiangyang that quite a few times. It makes Xiangyang feel a bit better, even if he's not sure if he should believe it or not. "I'll leave you two alone," Gongzi Jing says softly. Xiangyang leans toward him a bit, his hand moving like he's about to grab Gongzi Jing's arm before he realizes what he's doing right in front of Zhu Wei, and just tries to pretend like he's trying to find a more comfortable seat. Zhu Wei's frown deepens a bit, and Xiangyang feels the familiar guilt stirring inside him. He keeps making everyone worry. "I'll just be behind the wall. You only need to call for me and I'll be here," Gongzi Jing says soothingly. Then he rises up and walks away, and Xiangyang doesn't watch him go. He smiles weakly at Zhu Wei. He really likes having Gongzi Jing around. He likes having someone to talk to, and for some reason he doesn't feel so guilty when it's Gongzi Jing worrying about him. He likes the soft touches and small kisses to his cheek. It makes Xiangyang feel warm and cherished in a way he hasn't felt in a very long time. He hasn't really felt like, well, doing anything else for a good while either. He'd finally gotten around to awkwardly asking the doctor about that. He was told that it might be a side effect of his illness. It's not uncommon at all. It will most likely pass with time. And then he'd asked one of the nurses to talk to Xiangyang about what he could do to deal with his problem. It had probably been the most awkward few minutes of Xiangyang's life, and what he got out of it was mostly that patience and tenderness are the way to go. "It doesn't sound like bad advice," Xiangyang thinks later, when he's recovered from the sheer awkwardness. He reaches out to take Gongzi Jing's wrist and tugs at him gently. "Come here, please," Xiangyang says, and it comes out small and awkward. "Is something wrong?" Gongzi Jing immediately asks. "No, nothing," Xiangyang answers quickly, and then clears his throat a bit awkwardly. I wanted you to..." He looks down, not quite able to look at Gongzi Jing, when he quietly says, "Well, you were there when I talked to that nurse about sex." He nearly stumbles over the word and has to swallow again, and then slowly looks up at Gongzi Jing, who's looking at Xiangyang with a stunned expression. Xiangyang is pretty sure he hadn't found all of this quite this awkward the last time he'd been involved with anyone. But things had been quite different then. Gongzi Jing abruptly sits down on the armrest of the armchair Xiangyang is sitting in. "That was for me," he asks, like he really hasn't realized that until this very moment. Xiangyang has to laugh quietly. It doesn't even make him cough. Who else? He asks. Well, I... Thank you, Gong Zixing says and smiles brilliantly at Ziang Yang. Ziang Yang huffs and tugs at his wrist again and says, So come down here. I mean, unless you can't. Is it something you even do? Gong Zixing looks down at himself and smiles wryly. Well, something definitely happens when I touch you, he says with amusement. After that, it's not so difficult at all to convince Gong Zixing to sit in Jiang Yang's lap. He straddles Jiang Yang's thighs and brushes a soft kiss against Jiang Yang's cheek before nuzzling softly against it. He feels heavy and solid and very real against Jiang Yang. They touch each other carefully, Ziang Yang's hands following the contours of the body under those pretty robes. Gong Zixing's fingers run along the side of Ziang Yang's throat. The kisses are soft and sweet, and Ziang Yang feels so cherished that he has to blink back tears. Gong Zixing kisses the few tears that escape away from his cheeks. Ziang Yang smiles shakily and whispers, Thank you. He can feel Gong Zixing's cock hardening, pressed against himself. He lets his hand fall down, pressing hesitantly against Gong Zixing's erection. He rocks into the touch, slightly. You're not, Gong Zixing says, and of course he can tell that Ziang Yang isn't reacting the same way. It'd be hard to miss from where he's sitting, straddled in Ziang Yang's lap. Ziang Yang shakes his head slowly. I don't mind, he says, and he means it. He wasn't really expecting anything. Patience and time, right? I want you to feel good, he tells Gong Zixing. And maybe it's a good thing that Gong Zixing had been there for that talk that Ziang Yang barely managed to listen to, because he smiles softly and leans in to kiss Ziang Yang, pressing his erection a bit more firmly against him. Ziang Yang watches Gong Zixing's face as he rubs himself against Ziang Yang. His head falls back, exposing his pale, delicate throat as he moans softly. Ziang Yang feels like his heart might burst, and he holds Gong Zixing a bit more tightly. Gong Zixing comes with a small whispered, Ziang Yang, his head thrown back, his mouth open. He looks beautiful like this, Ziang Yang thinks. Then Gong Zixing tilts his head down to look at Ziang Yang. He takes a few steadying breaths, a warm smile spreading on his lips. Thank you, Ziang Yang whispers. Gong Zixing presses his palms to the side of Ziang Yang's face and leans in to kiss him softly. The end.